Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, your weekly spin-off podcast from our normal, regularly scheduled true crime programming. I'm Paul, that's John, and last episode of Loose Ends, Dad and I were going to talk about a red door of some sort, but then Dad just surprised me, and you, presumably, unless you heard the story before. Still haven't established whether or not that's a double up, but Dad told the story of stopping a potential burglar in his underpants, and in typical Dad fashion, it filled an entire episode. So, Dad, now that we've actually got some time to sit down and talk about it, please tell us about the red door.
Okay. There is a lovely
what
lady.
What the fuck was that?
That's a bird, Paul.
Can you... Well,
that's a cockatoo.
What's with the bird?
We have them everywhere.
You know what's funny is, once I get back from New York, Dad, you're going to be recording in Thailand over at your place at Hua Hin, so you're going to be in a totally different location. It would absolutely kill me if the acoustics in Thailand were better than they are here.
Yeah, that'd be funny. But Paul, yeah, I mean, it's possible that the listeners may hear some animals over there. You might hear elephants.
You think there's elephants
outside
your house? I
don't think, Paul, I've heard elephants.
Paul, mate.
Yeah, I've... Yeah. Your mum and I, we were within 1 kilometre of our house one day. It was I think it was a Saturday afternoon. It was mm-hmm. quiet. It was warm. We're driving the back of nose. We came across a man face down on the road.
You've told this story.
Yes, but guess what?
What?
When we looked to our right, we saw some weird things. We saw some nuns wearing white habits that had just appeared that may or may not have been actual nuns. They may have been just ghosts.
Okay.
But more incredibly, yeah, we saw a massive elephant.
Okay.
Within a kilometre of our house. So elephants are there and they steal pineapples. Well, I don't think they regard it as stealing, to be fair.
I have that same train of thought regarding lemons.
So... Ah, yes. I've been with you when you've been lemon something or other.
Yeah.
I think if the lemon hangs over into a public area,
yeah,
I think that's okay.
Dad, I've taken the piss. I will see a branch of a lemon tree and then I will pull it and basically wrench half of the tree out of their property into public property and then take the lemon that way. Now, is that illegal?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's stealing lemons.
No, it's lemons. They're the people's fruit.
The branch pops back, the lemons go back into their property.
But the lemons aren't there anymore. I've taken the lemons.
Ah, but Paul, I'll tell you, there's only one situation where it would be okay to do what you've done.
Yeah.
And that would be to go out and do that in a storm where the wind blows the branch out into the public arena.
Right, so the branch, I can't forcibly pull the branch into my... But if nature makes it happen...
Correct. If it was a windy day.
What if there's like an earthquake and the tree suddenly dips at a 45 degree angle? Can I just then clean it up? Because it's... But the tree still starts in their property.
Doesn't matter. There are very complex rules about trees.
About lemons specifically, I assume. So
Paul.
Yeah, sorry. I was just going to quickly say, are you familiar with the notion of a citizen's arrest?
Most definitely.
Okay. Because I just found out recently, a citizen's arrest is still an active law in most parts of the US. And that is that you're allowed to detain somebody if you suspect they are about or have or about to, I'm not sure, commit a crime. But you have to announce that you are performing a citizen's arrest and why within the presence of other people so that later on when you're in court, blah, 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 blah. So I'm just saying me stealing lemons feels similar because it's just a citizen's arrest is you taking the piss a little bit, but also just going, on a moral standpoint, I think this is the right thing to do, and the law has given me remit to do that. I think it's fine to steal lemons. I would like to instigate a law where it's okay to take lemons from people's trees, provided you're not, you know, breaking a door down to get there.
I'd always go and ask them.
Oh, Do you have any spare lemons? Yeah, that never even occurred to me. I think what's happened is there's an old lady who lives around the corner who doesn't... There's a bunch of people in my neighbourhood, Dad, typically elderly people, who will put lemons or limes or whatever, any kind of fruit they grow in their front yards. They'll put it in a bag, hang it on their front fence, and just put a sign up going, hey, please take some lemons.
That's nice. That's
great. But then there's the people who have lemons... hundreds on their trees and they just rot.
I know, that's sad. Down.
So Paul, I'm saying I'm rescuing those lemons, okay, citizens arrest style.
All right. So what I'd like to say to Maddie, who's been waiting patiently, every time Christine and I walk past Maddie, who owns a shop called Pets Point, which is clever, play on words, Pots Point, she supplies, and look, she's just great. She has been waiting for this story about the red door. And we've managed to... I said it's coming out, and it's not, because it's going to come out a week later. And I was worried when you were talking about lemons then that we might not get to do it in this episode. But, listeners, Christine and I have been living in this area for about 5 years.
Yeah, be careful about specifics, because I don't want people to know where you live specifically.
No. Look, it's just we live in this great place. You know, it's a great suburb.
Yeah,
it's got the vibe. Mm. And I think it's fair to say, in fact, I'm going out on a limb here without making reference to lemons, and I'm going to say that I pass this door minimum twice a day.
Okay.
Pretty well every day of the year. Hmm. Sometimes can be 4 or 5 times.
This door being the red door.
The red door.
Okay.
The door is relatively iconic. Insofar as I have seen fashion shoots taking place outside the red door.
Okay.
I have seen people, clearly tourists, stopping for a photo opportunity outside the red door.
Gotcha.
The red door, I've only ever seen, and this is in 5 years, I've only ever seen 2 people come out through the red door.
Right.
It's the weirdest location. It is on the corner, and the building in itself is, the angles are unusual. Basically, the people that live behind this red door, they simply walk out of the red door and there they are. That's where they are.
That's how doors work.
They're outside.
Dad, but you walk outside a door and there you are. Like, that's,
I know.
That's not unique to this.
No, this is unique. Because if they take just a few steps, guess what they're walking on?
What?
You were going to say the footpath, weren't you?
No, I'm not going to say anything. I trust you.
They are going to step onto a footpath.
What do you want from me?
But, Paul, guess what they then can step on if they want to?
What?
A pedestrian crossing. So that... if you're on the other side of the pedestrian crossing and you're walking across the pedestrian crossing to get to the other side of the pedestrian crossing, guess what's right in front of you?
The red door.
Correct.
Okay.
Is that not incredible? Can you imagine just coming out of your... if you lived in a place and you just stepped out...
Hang on. You spent 3 weeks teasing the fact that there's a door that comes onto a pedestrian crossing.
Yes.
Is that it?
No. Ah, because... Maddie said to me a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's a fan. We're talking, in fact, a group of hardcore fans who listened to the podcast said collectively, John, are you aware what happened behind the red door? Can you believe it?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What are you going to tell me?
Yes. Oh my God. Paul?
Can I just say, the pedestrian crossing thing, not interesting.
That is actually very interesting.
But it's not worthy of a 3 week tease. So this had better be pretty special for me.
Paul?
Yeah.
Have I ever let you down? Yes, numerous
yes,
times.
Yes, you have.
Okay. So, I get it. But the fact that I'm happy to talk about what's behind this red door,
yeah,
and the fact that the people that told me about the red door, who are true crime junkies, let's say that,
sure,
that they're hardcore, and when I said to them, this is about 3 weeks ago. No, I didn't know anything about what had happened behind the red door. Bearing in mind, I always like to. I actually know what the floor of the... It's a luxury apartment.
Right.
It's stunning. It's top shelf. And I thought, if you walk sort of around the corner and then up the hill towards, funnily enough, this pet shop and our local coffee shop, you can look inside the apartment because they prop the windows open with wine bottles, which I think's pretty cool, but you only ever get to see the floor and some shapes of furniture. You don't, it would be very unusual. You'd have to drop to your knees and sort of peer in, which I think's a bit creepy.
You might do that though if you're curious.
I have been very, very tempted.
You're a bit of a looky-loo, I think.
No, if that place ever comes on the market, although this is going to... We're reaching a very delicate point in the story now.
Oh, okay, but you do the open house and you know...
I just... Based on what I'm going to tell you and the listeners, you all may feel somewhat differently about this place.
Okay.
Approximately 15 years ago, a leading neurosurgeon... Now, when you think of neurosurgery, I would like to think that my neurosurgeon was not a cocaine addict. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I'd like to think.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you were having, you were being lobotomized?
Well.
Or having some intracranial work done. They've popped the top of your head off to expose your brain.
You fucking dummy.
And then they go in. With probes.
Doing? What's wrong with you?
So how would you feel if the head neurosurgeon was off his teats?
If I was getting my head cracked open by a guy on a coke bender, I think how I feel is going to be pretty average.
Yeah, and you're also conscious during neurosurgery.
Hang on, is this how you're telling... What are you telling me? What are you telling you,
Paul, that this particular neurosurgeon had a party one night with six... call girls, okay, and one of the girls,
yeah,
she went into cardiac arrest. She died.
In the apartment.
In the apartment that he was hosting a drug-crazed party with six prostitutes. Okay?
Okay.
He was completely crazy, and all this has come from the court transcripts, a story that I had when I looked into it. I do recall the story because it was so shocking. And guess where he lived? Behind the red door. This is his apartment. Right. It was his apartment. And that night, this terrible party took place. And whilst she was convulsing and turning purple, this has all come out in the court case, he just sat there and he did another 15 lines of coke while she was dying. One of the girls tried to call 000 to get the ambulance. He grabbed the phone out of her hand, threw it down, then offered her 50,000 cash not to call anyone. So there, this girl died. He then gets three of the girls. They go to a hotel at Circular Quay and continued partying for 2 days. And eventually the whole thing unraveled and he was charged. And then they found out that another girl 2 years before, the same thing happened to her in this infamous house with the red door. And
wait, another girl overdosed.
Another girl. So under the same circumstances, died in the same house, and he was charged with 2 counts of murder.
Oh, my God.
That's the seriousness. Then they began to find out through the medical health board that he was still practicing as a neurosurgeon, and he'd botched a couple of operations, which came to the attention of the medical tribunal, where he was disbarred. He was sentenced, he pleaded to a lesser charge of manslaughter, and after several years, where he spent, might I say, time in Long Bay Jail, the jail that we mentioned in last week's podcast, and the second he was released from jail, he was, what's the word where they send you back to your country of origin?
Oh, deported.
He was deported.
Yeah.
And he left a trail of misery. And he was, you know, it's incredible to think that one can have such an amazing and high standing position in society and yet lead this life. And his defense counsel, which I find problematic, and I do understand the story with defense counsels, they're there to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to work hard. They're working for you.
Yeah.
They simply said that because of the incredible trauma associated with his occupation, i.e. neurosurgery, he needed to take cocaine.
Oh, God.
To alleviate his day-to-day stress. And this is all from the court transcripts. So there we have a case of two women that died.
Yeah.
Under terrible circumstances. He could have saved them, clearly, but he didn't. And you know, it's something that happened in a from the outside, a magnificent and stunning apartment. But I guess back to the point, Paul, now that we know that, does that change the way I would feel about, you know, maybe
living there?
Came on the market.
That's...
I mean, how do you feel about that? What happens if it's just a one bedder and you know when you walk into the viewing and see they've set it up beautifully, they've styled and there's some lovely bed and you know that... I mean, I don't feel as bad. I know that it's a traumatic case, but, you know, how do you differentiate, Paul, in your thoughts and feelings about... How do you differentiate between suicide and murder? If those two events took place, do you have a feeling about one which you find more distressing?
You mean if there was an apartment I was looking to buy, yes, and something had happened?
And it was a murder or a suicide? Would there be, for me, I have a leaning towards, I feel a bit sadder about the suicide.
It honestly depends on the circumstances, because there are so many different types of either one. You know, I mean, yep, if someone's been driven to suicide through a campaign of psychological warfare, or if they just, you know, made a mistake and had a bad day, those things are very different. If it's a good person or a bad person, I know those terms are relative, it's very different. If it's a murder or a series of murders, if there's torture involved or if it's quick, all of these things, sorry to be so granular, but the specifics are where my mind will dwell, mm-hmm,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So,
I think it's noteworthy for our listeners, no matter, yep, where you are in the world, and that is that close by, mm-hmm, things have happened that we don't know about. And I think that's good, and it's funny that I've, you know, Christine and I have been here for 5 years. We're involved heavily in true crime. And yet I did not know that within... Okay, if I walk out our front door, I will be at the red door in less than 60 seconds.
Gotcha.
And I look at the door because it's beautiful. And I'll show it to you and Tegan when you're up here next. And it'll just... It's the vibe from this building.
Yeah.
It draws you in.
Now I have some context, and now it's going to change the way I think about that building. So that's what crime can do, right? That's what good things can do. If that was a place where something amazing happened, it would completely change your the way you interface with it. So yeah, I think it's a valuable lesson. Mm. I wonder, yeah. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends. The story of the Red Door has finally been concluded. We can close the door literally and figuratively on that tale. Thank you for listening. I'm still in New York with Tegan. Dad and I will be back next week with more Loose Units. So have a great weekend, and we will see you soon. Bye, folks.
Cheerio.